It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Her Linda's in Belgium. We'll talk to her in a moment. Mark Carpenter's on his Weird Country World Tour for a month. Don Barkley is in.
Hey.
Good to see you, bud.
Good to see you, too. It's great to be back.
And Kevin Lovett. Nice to meet you, Kevin.
How's it going?
Okay. We got to start with the story that you told me in the green room. This is too weird, because explain the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I went through it, and Steve was walking by, and I said, oh, yeah, I've got Kevin Lovett coming. Kevin is, you know, I saw him the day that he was born. And, of course, you didn't believe it at all. And the day he was born.
No, he don't look old enough at all.
Well, that's right. I'm not that old, I don't think. Or maybe I am.
Are you just trying to say I'm super old looking?
Well, you're older looking than I thought you would.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. His mother was moaning and groaning, and it was the 4th of July.
And you were at their house.
I was at their house because
his parents are good friends of yours.
Well, that's right. Michael Lovett. Kevin's dad and I worked at the New Albion Brewing Company together.
Wow.
And then we moved up to Hopland at the same time to start the Mendocino Brewing Company and the Hopland Brewery. And not too long after we moved up there, this little critter, well, this big critter, popped out on a 4th of July. And it was
and
quite a celebration.
There.
And I was there. And not only that.
You popped out at home?
Yeah, home birth. My mom always lied to me that the fireworks were for me, and I believed it way too long.
Well, I would have if I were you, yeah.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9 is too long to believe that. A whole holiday is just for you.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
Yeah. Kevin was one of my first employees at the Napa Smith Brewery, and so we brought him on and got him bottling beer, and he's gone on. Kevin, where else did you brew?
Must have been, 5 years at Napa Smith with you?
That's right.
Close to that. And we got a phone call from Mr. Brian Hunt, who owns and operates Moonlight. And he said, hey, why don't you come work for me? And so I gave Don the word, and he gave me my blessing. And I moved on to work with Brian Hunt over at Moonlight, which also happens to be the place where Don's son is employed as the head brewer.
That's right.
Jeff Barkley.
Still keeping it all in the
Moonlight.
Family.
Moonlight's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. So I got to learn from two of the godfathers in this industry, Don and Brian. And then after Moonlight, I was the head brewer out at Stumptown for 2 years and then got the phone call to become the master brewer at Cloverdale Ale Company. And at Cloverdale Ale, I was there for 3 years before I bought it from the owners 3 weeks ago. So we're still closed to the public, but we will be opening up first of the year. And so within the last 13 years, I went from a cellar worker to a master brewer / owner.
Wow.
On the fast track.
Wow.
Kevin is going to be operating the Wolf House Brewery in Cloverdale Ale
beginning
of the year.
Wolf
That's
House.
Right, yeah. So came up with the name because we're actually opening up two spots simultaneously.
Yeah, that's what Don said.
Yeah, so we got the spot out in Glenellen on Arnold Drive is the Jack London Historical Village.
Yeah.
And so it's we're all going to be on the south side of it, have the whole patio that looks over the creek, and it butts up against the Jack London Park, State Park. And so,
That's going to be huge, man.
Right. Oh, it's unbelievable. And so we got the name because Jack London's house that was up there burnt down,
right.
And then he rebuilt it, and it burnt down again, and then he said, screw it, I'm done building houses up here.
Now they're going to build one.
Right.
The Wolf House.
And his house is called the Wolf House.
The Wolf House. Right.
And so now it's the Wolf House Ruins up there. So we'll be a Jack London-themed brewery, you know, and
That's going to be amazing, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Glen Ellen has come a long way, you know, as far as tourists and locals. I love Glen Ellen.
Yeah, right. It's a little more kickbacks, a little bit off the road, a little bit more relaxed. It's just the place for a nice little pub brewery.
How the hell did you decide to open two places at the same time? That's got to be insane, because this Glen Ellen's going to be a restaurant too, right?
Right, right. So both places will be a full brew pub. I won't brew the beer at Glen Ellen. I'll brew it up in Cloverdale.
Okay.
So that will be our main production facility. But we have plans on putting some tanks down there so I don't have to fill up so many kegs to bring it on down. I can just bring tanks of beer. But, yeah, full restaurants, full brew pub. Reason being is Glen Ellen is a small little vacuum for no breweries. Our closest brewery would be Sonoma Springs, and they're 7 miles away.
Yeah, right.
And so up in Cloverdale, the only big thing up there is Berry Public, and they don't have a tasting room going on right now. Cloverdale has always been a brew pub since 2002 up there and always making great beer. But I kind of see it as we're on the points of Sonoma County. We're on the north point of Sonoma County. We're on the east point of Sonoma County.
Yeah.
So we will be...
You got it covered, dude.
We will be only really focused on the Sonoma County and not really growing outside of that.
Yeah, and Cloverdale has come so far as well. I mean, that's turned into a really cool town. And,
right.
And so, I mean, you know... They'll be ready for you.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Do you live in Cloverdale?
No. I live here in Santa Rosa,
okay.
but a mandatory move is up there, for sure.
all right. It's noon, I believe, in Belgium.
Ha, I wish.
Well, either way, we're going live to the future and talking to her, Linda. What are you doing in Belgium? I thought you were going somewhere else.
I'm drinking beer.
Well, of course. Gee, I never would have thought.
It is actually 2:29 a.m. On, let's see, now we are at Friday morning.
Yeah, you're in the future. We're talking to the future.
The future.
That's right.
And the impeachment has already happened.
All right. We broke the news here live with her, Linda. The dude's gone. Aren't you going somewhere else, too? Or is it
so
just Belgium?
I started in Amsterdam. I started in the Netherlands.
Amsterdam, that's
in Amsterdam. And then we are on a barge, a canal barge, going down the canals. There's all these canals connecting, you know, of course, through the Netherlands. All the canals and the windmills that everybody, you know, knows about. But Belgium is full of those as well. And we have gone down canals. We have, like, our rooms. It's like our hotel moves with us.
Linda, the visual image of being on a beer barge is like you sitting in a lounge chair with all these kegs and barrels all around. I mean, what, you know, the donkeys pulling you along along the side? Or what, you know?
I'm just amazed they have Skype.
Yeah, they're actually ahead of us in a few things, like especially things like recycling.
Really?
Like everywhere you go, there are like separate containers for glass, plastic, etc. Recycling.
Good for them. Good for them.
And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now,
and
are you judging something?
In Belgium, we went to like De Molen, which I'm sure that Don has heard of.
Yeah.
And two breweries in windmills, De Molen and Brouwerij IJ. I'm bringing some of that back. Very good beer.
Good.
Yeah.
And you'll be back tonight, right?
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Don Barkley is back with us, and Kevin Lovett.
Hey.
And Kevin, these projects.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
How the hell? You must be busier than a set of jumper cables at an Italian wedding.
Definitely.
I can say that because I'm Italian.
Thankfully, my brother-in-law is the one who's really kind of spearheading a lot of the projects, because
you got to brew beer.
Well, certainly. Well, to me, that's the easy bit.
Yeah.
So he's been running a food truck called Gotball's Meatball Factory for the last seven.
I'd love that name.
Oh, you gotta love that.
So he's been.
We got balls.
yeah, right. And
Italian
and a lot of meatballs out of that food truck, no doubt.
Are they mobile?
mobile food truck. So he's been renting out an industrial kitchen forever, and you know, doesn't want to be renting out in a kitchen, wants to own a kitchen. So that's how it all came together. Was he was like, I want to buy a kitchen, and I went, I want to buy a brewery. I happen to have the right solution.
So is he doing Cloverdale?
Yeah, yeah. So we're full business partners together.
You should call it Got Balls Brewery.
I don't have those type of balls to make it happen.
Don't look at me.
He doesn't have balls out there.
So he's going to be running both kitchens and
oh really?
Right, and we'll have other support and help, but we're both spearheading it, and he's taking care of the kitchen side, and I'm taking care of the beer side. And so that is off my plate because Dwayne Moran is a godsend.
Yeah, you'd have to have someone like that, man. I mean, geez. And as far as opening dates, Cloverdale first, you think?
Cloverdale will be first. Idealistically, it'll be the 1st of January. And wow. And March will be in Glen Ellen.
Okay.
Yeah. Wolf House.
Yeah, Wolf House Brewing.
The Wolf House in Glen Ellen, I mean, so are you building from scratch?
For the most part, no, because Cloverdale Ale Company, Ruth McGowan's, was a full-functioning...
I mean, Glen Ellen.
Oh, Glen Ellen, yeah, 100% from scratch, building the kitchen, building the pub. It used to be a cafe, so they didn't have the right permits and all that, so we're going through... A lot of the Sonoma County.
Good luck with that, pal.
So, Kevin, what the location for that brew pub is?
The location for the brew pub is in Cloverdale, where we're doing the production. But the satellite location is in Glen Ellen at the Jack London Village, the historical site out there.
Yeah. And you got the patio.
Got the patio.
Like
and
I said, that's going to be huge.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. And we were talking about jumping through all the hoops, and it's a landmark too. So. You know, we're keeping it exactly, you know, has to be the landmark, but we will be a full, pub straight up out of Glen Ellen, too.
Prepare yourself for when the big Glen Ellen, not Glen Ellen, but the big Jack London State Park Transcendence Theater. They do their thing.
I don't know about
there's
it. What
be,
is it?
There's going to be lines out your door, sir.
Oh, well, bring it on. I can't wait for it then.
It's pretty much all summer. They do Transcendence Theater. They do all this Broadway stuff, and it's outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got the amphitheater, and it's packed.
Oh, fantastic.
Every night, yeah.
Fantastic.
You got a good location there.
Thank you kindly.
Oh, Herlinda.
Hello.
You got meatballs? Herlinda is live on Skype in Belgium.
Hello. I feel like I sound like I'm on helium.
No, you sound fine. But, you always sound on helium, so it's okay.
Well, usually I told the group that I'm with, I said, you know, it's easier if you guys all just stay up with me till 2. And if I don't go to bed, and then I go on the radio.
And they're all asleep, I'm sure.
Yeah, we all had this huge beer dinner, and they were like, we're sorry, our bellies are full, we're going to bed.
It's almost, 3 in the morning?
Yes, it's 2:45 a.m.
Wow.
And luckily, tomorrow is the one day that we get to sleep in a little bit, so that's cool. Yesterday, we went to west of Letteren, the St. Sixtus Abbey. I'm sure these beer guys know. Yes, it's like the hallowed ground for beer.
Mm-hmm.
It was the highest rated beer in the world one time on Rate Beer, and all of a sudden all these people showed up to the monks. Then the monks were like not thrilled with Joe Tucker and Rate Beer when that happened. It wasn't his fault. But it's become so legendary. They've just started doing a program where my friend Yves Peniel they finally have a PR director for the first time. That's my friend Yves here in Belgium. And they're doing some online ordering because before you could only call 2 hours out of the day
and see if they had any beer. Then they took your license plate number, and then when you came in, they checked your license plate number, and you were allowed your one case of beer.
You probably shouldn't have said this on the radio. Somebody might get an idea in the sheriff's office.
Harold, Linda, that sounds a lot like the Hopland Brewery back in the day when we very first started in 83 and 84. We would run out of beer about Wednesday, and everybody from, you know, Thursday through Sunday would be just, you know, pissed off. So ultimately we got pissed off. No, there's no beer. You have to sit here and drink it right here. That's it.
These monks have a creed that they are not allowed in their creed of their monastery to make more money than they need only for their necessities and needs.
That sounds like radio.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You're also saying they make a lot of beer then.
We drink a lot of beer. We just don't make any money.
We've been going to some Trappist breweries here. Monasteries.
You're not – there's no major event or judging that you're doing. You're just being her
Linda.
Not
this time. And actually, it's kind of nice. I am completely just touring breweries of the Netherlands and Belgium on Bon Beer Voyage beer tours. And so it's – basically, we have rooms on these flat-bottomed canal barges that go through the canals of the Netherlands and to Belgium. So we've been to Dordrecht, which is the oldest city in the Netherlands, Amsterdam, Antwerp, Diamond Capital, which is also absolutely gorgeous, and great beers and things there as well. And we've had Geneva, which is what gin stemmed from, so Geneva. And it has all these different flavors and stuff of those. And we went to Bastille's Brewery 2 days ago, the home of Triple Carmelite, which is a lot of people's favorite Belgian beer, or was like their jumping off beer to get into Belgian beers, Triple Carmelite. And I'm sure you guys know about that as well. We went to Palm, which is
certainly
huge. And they do the Rodenbach beers, which are very famous sour beers, which they don't really call them sours, but necessarily, but they're kind of the start of that.
I don't want to run out of time here, and you need to go to bed. It's almost 3 a.m. in Belgium. Linda, when are you coming back?
I will be back Monday.
Okay, so we'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah, I wish I could stay longer, but... you know, Mark's off in Slovenia and Azerbaijan. And actually, I wanted to mention something real quick, since we've got Dawn, who worked at New Albion, and just all this, you know, links here with, you know, the beer history. I'll be at the Smithsonian ceremony in November. They're putting, they finally started a beer history kind of hall of,
in D.C.
Yeah, and it's in D.C.
When? Because we're going to D.C. in November, too.
The ceremony is November 8th, and so four breweries are being inducted in the first part of this beer history museum. Anchor, of course. Fritz Maytag will be there.
That's right. We mentioned that Mark is going to be in Slovenia or wherever the hell he is, so he won't
be
there.
In Azerbaijan, Slovenia, and Georgia, the country of Georgia. So New Albion, so Jack McAuliffe, if all goes well health-wise for him, will be there. Nevada, Ken Grossman, who's been on the show. And Dogfish Head are all being inducted in. I need to look at that's the criteria for their first history of American craft beer, why they're in there. But
okay, we got to roll, my dear.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, have fun.
Go to sleep. We'll see you next week.
Good luck with the dialysis. Because I'm sure you're going to need it.
Not her, man. Talk about having balls and she's got them. Don, talk. Give us a Hopland update.
Well, you know, it's great. This weekend is the Hopland Festival, the Hopland Harvest Festival. There'll be a wine and beer tasting on Saturday from 2 to 6, plus barrel tastings, and all the wineries are going to be open. There's going to be a lot of fun happening this weekend. And tonight, believe it or not, tonight there's a great celebration up in Hopland because Hopland Tap, run by Ron Lindenbush, the ex-marketing
Lagunitas guy,
he has established Hopland Tap, and this is their first year anniversary. So they're having an
anniversary. It's been that long.
It has been that long.
Wow.
They're having an anniversary party to, they're going to.
Tell Ron we love him and we can't wait to see him again too.
We're going to get Ron up here sometime in the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, something like that for sure.
Mike, isn't he one of our Mark Carpenter fill-ins, Lindenbush? I don't know.
I don't know. I talked to him today. I said, come on down and get on the radio today. And he's going, no, this is my anniversary. I think I should stay here. I said, okay.
You're absolutely coming back, though, aren't you?
Oh, I'll definitely come back. Yeah, okay, I'll be probably the first week in November, I think I'm going to come back.
All right, perfect.
And we've still got Red Tail Ale in Hopland, so my old alma mater is still there, and we'll be serving it on Saturday.
My favorite beer in the world.
Yeah.
And it's been so long. I asked you this last time.
You can only
get it up there?
Right now, you can only get it in Hopland. There's actually two locations in Ukiah that have it.
Okay.
Some good local watering holes.
But Sonoma County at some point, right?
Yeah, one of these days. Toad in the Hole, I know they're going to get it one of these days.
Yeah, good.
We'll find a couple of spots.
All right. Thanks to everyone. Have a wonderful night.